It's Friday. That means Bill Melberg, our political satirist and humorous friend, our mega-talented Bill Melberg, U of I alum. You can go to an evening with thepresidents.com, learn about Bill. And a good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning to everyone out there in TV land. I mean, radio land.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, Stevie and Diane, looking back at the news this week, it hasn't been a fun time.
Yeah.
I mean, gas prices are soaring.
Yep.
Unemployment is rising, depending on who you talk to. The Middle East is in turmoil. The Wisconsin Democrats are still in hiding. Charlie Sheen is in denial. And I won't even mention what happened at Northwestern University a few days
ago. Yeah, thank you. Please don't.
I won't.
Yep.
Okay. Family program.
Yeah.
But given the news of the past week, I thought it'd be fun to have some fun, as we did a few weeks ago when we played Presidential Jeopardy.
Do you mean the presidents are returning for another round of Presidential Jeopardy?
Well, yes and no. You see, I thought it'd be nice to give it a little different twist today by playing Congressional Jeopardy. So we'll be pitting some senators and congressmen, or should I say congresspersons, pitting them against each other rather than former presidents. In fact, we've lined up three congressional leaders who are ready and willing to play Jeopardy with us this morning.
All right, that sounds fantastic, Bill. And if you're ready, I'm ready.
This is Congressional Jeopardy. Now entering the studio are today's contestants. Senior Senator from Arizona, John McCain. The Senior Senator from Connecticut, Joe Lieberman. And a Congressman representing the 4th District in Massachusetts, Barney Frank. And here is the host of Congressional Jeopardy, Stevie J.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And welcome once again to Congressional Jeopardy. First, let's meet our contestants. John McCain, I'm told your hobbies include speaking at town hall meetings and running for president.
That's right, Stevie. I've run for president twice, and I'm hoping the third time will be the charm in 2012.
Is that an announcement?
Well, not yet, my friend, but you'll be among the first to know if I do run.
All right, well, let's meet our next contestant, Joe Lieberman. Senator, I understand your hobbies include cooking kosher cuisine and taking congressional junkets with your good friend, John McCain.
That's right, Stevie. John and I have traveled around the world together, and if he runs again next year, I plan to campaign with him again all across America. In fact, this time, I hope to be his running mate.
Wouldn't that be swell?
Yeah.
Now let's move on to our player from the House of Representatives. He's Congressman Barney Frank. Congressman, among your various hobbies, you've included, well, let's not talk about your hobbies, but as a sole representative of the House, we wish you well against these two senators.
Well, thank you very much, Stevie. It's terrific being here on your program, and I'm looking forward to representing the House of Representatives on Congressional Jeopardy.
All right, then. We've met our three contestants, and I know they're all anxious to match wits, as with Presidential Jeopardy. We won't be keeping score again, but we will be having fun. So, gentlemen, let's play Congressional Jeopardy. Today's theme is TV music, and the categories are comedies and sitcoms, cops and robbers, cartoons and kids, cowboys and westerns, newscasts, and soldiers and sailors. And we'll begin with you, Senator McCain.
Stevie, my friend, I'll take soldiers and sailors for $200.
This wacky 60s program starred Ernest Borgnine, Joe Flynn, and Tim Conway. And here is their theme song.
Stevie?
Yes, John McCain.
Stevie, that was one of my favorite shows, Stevie, and that show was McCain's Navy.
No, that's close, but not quite right, Senator Lieberman. Do you know?
Stevie, what was McHale's Navy?
That's right.
And I know my friend John McCain meant to say McHale's Navy, so I'd like to give the $200 to him.
Well, that's a little unusual, but since we aren't keeping score anyhow, that won't be a problem. Would you like Senator McCain to keep the board as well, sir?
No. I mean, no. I've got the board, Stevie. And let's see, I'll take newscasts for $200.
All right. This theme music is heard each night on what newscast?
Shouldn't that be which newscast?
What?
Shouldn't what newscast be which news? Oh, never mind. Let's hear the music.
All right. Listen carefully.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah?
Stevie, that's the NBC News Nightly News News Song Theme Music Song Thingy with Brian Williams.
That's right, Senator. And you still have the board.
Let's see, Stevie. I'll take comedies and sitcoms for $400.
This popular 70s sitcom was a spinoff from the All in the Family series. The theme song was as big a hit as the program itself. And here it is.
Well, we're moving on.
What a wonderful program. Stevie.
Yes.
Oh, what memories. I can picture George and Wheezy right now, the Washingtons.
No, that's close, Senator. But you named the wrong president. We go to Congressman Barney Frank.
Stevie, what was the Jeffersons? And since I know I got that one right, so you don't even need to tell me that I got it right, I'll take Cops and Wobbers. Cops and Wobbers,
yeah.
For $400, please.
All right. This television adaptation of a 1940s radio program was recently turned into a hit movie. Al Hurt played the famous theme song for this television version. Congressman Frank?
Well, that is terrific. And I've got it. Who was the Green Hornet?
Yeah.
Who was the Green Hornet?
That's right.
And may I add something, Stevie?
Yes, you can, Congressman Frank.
Well, the television series gave Bruce Lee, and you know Bruce Lee, he gave him his start in films because he was playing Britt Weed's famous sidekick, Cato.
That's right.
Whit Weed was the character in the program.
That is correct, and you've got it, Congressman. We thank you for the additional information.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Now let's see if we can get another one.
All right, Stevie, let's see here. We'll take a look here at the board, and I'll take Cowboys and Westerns for $200, please.
This is another radio program that was turned into a television series, and the main character is supposed to be the Green Hornet's distant ancestor. Here's the rousing music from Rossini's William Tell Overture. That was the show's famous theme song. Congressman Frank. You've rung in, Congressman.
Oh, Stevie.
Yes.
Stevie.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was such a swilling music. That's what was the Lone Ranger?
Yes, that's
the
correct, Lone Ranger. That's right. Very
and,
good.
And if can I say something else about that?
Yes, you may.
Well, the Lone Ranger was played on television by Quentin Moore. And his Native American sidekick was Jay Silverheels, who played Tonto.
That's correct, Kimo Saab. I mean, Congressman. And you still have the board.
All right, take a look here at the board. Stevie, I'll take comedies and sitcoms for $400, please.
This ever-popular sitcom took place in the fictional town of Mayberry. Listen to this theme music. Looks like Barney Frank has rung in again, sir.
Barney. Oh, you know what, Stevie? I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I never liked that show.
Really?
I never. Let's see. What that was? What was Green Acres? What?
No, sorry, Congressman. Senator McCain.
What was Green Acres? Unbelievable. What was the Andy Griffith Show, Stevie?
You got it, Senator.
Now, that was a wonderful program, Stevie. I loved Andy and Barney and Opie and Aunt Bee. And my favorite character was Floyd the Barber. Remember how he...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Andy. Oh, just a little trim around the neck. he had town hall meetings right there in the barber shop. In any case, let's see... My turn to pick?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's the big board up there. I'll take comedies and sitcoms for $600, please.
Listen carefully, Senator. This popular British comedy was one of the wackiest programs ever produced and featured an even wackier theme song called Yakety Sax, played by Boots Randolph, and here it is. Senator McCain.
Remember how he... What was the Benny Hill Show?
Yes.
Remember he used to run around during that song, it's all crazy. That's one of my all-time favorite programs. What a hoot, my friend. What a
yes,
hoot.
He was. And the theme song alone was enough to make you laugh. In any event, we'll be back with Final Jeopardy right after we take some time for these special messages. Back with our Congressional Jeopardy. We're back with Bill Melberg, political humorist and satirist. And ladies and gentlemen, we're back with the finale of Congressional Jeopardy. Our contestants are Senator John McCain. Are you there, sir?
I'm still here.
Senator Joel Lieberman.
Hi.
And Congressman Barney Frank.
Terrific to be with you.
And gentlemen, it's time for Final Jeopardy. This well-known march is associated with what famous club? Here it is. All right, that's your final Jeopardy challenge, players. So good luck. You have 30 seconds.
Humming, I'm trying to wipe down my edge. Go ahead and write down your answer. I won't hum.
All right, pins down. Let's check what you've written down. We'll begin with John McCain.
Thank you, Stevie. What is the United States Senate?
No, Joe Lieberman.
What is the United States Senate?
No, Congressman Barney Frank.
Stevie, I wrote down what is the United States Senate.
No, I'm sorry, you all guessed wrong. That's a theme song from the Mickey Mouse Club.
Stevie, my friend, if I may explain something to you.
Yes.
Stevie, there's no bigger Mickey Mouse Club than the United States Senate, with the possible exception of the House of Representatives.
You know something, Senator? You have a point there. And that's
I
why
know I do.
That's why the judges have just given this one to all three of you. And on that note, have a great weekend. Until next time, this is Stevie J. Thanking you for listening to Congressional Jeopardy. In our final minutes, Bill Melberg, our political humorist and satirist, a little fun today with the heaviness of all of the news in the world today.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah.
I must confess, I started laughing at the beginning when you started introducing the contestants because I could really see you doing that show, filling in for Alex Trebek.
There you go. I can do it, Diane. I can do it. I could probably fill in for Regis Philbin, too, you know.
I think I could do
Regis.
Exactly.
I'm a little busy these days, though. All right, Bill, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time and talent.
It is, and, you know, I always get a kick out of that yakety sax, too, that used to be on Betty Hill.
Right. I didn't know where that came from. Pretty good stuff. Bill, thank you. We'll link up again next week, same time, same channel.
All right. Ask you wow.
That's Bill Melberg. You can learn more about Bill on an eveningwiththepresidents.com and eveningwiththepresidents.com.